join John Morrison's company for breakfast Monday to Friday while Ross is having a little bit of time off. And I'm sure John will be very excited today as the Wallabies go around against the Springboks tonight in Brisbane. If you've not noticed it, John is the sideline eye on the ABC TV's coverage of the Shoot Shield on Saturday afternoons. So, John Morrison is a beaut bloke too, and I think he's with us for another week or two. I'm not too sure how long it is. Very shortly, we're going to rekindle, that's not such a word. We're going to continue a conversation that we had with a fellow a couple of weeks ago. He was inviting people to join a bushwalk that was going to track the original survey route for the ACT, following in the footsteps, literally, of Percy Shafe. His name is Pastor John Evans, or he's just John Evans, but he's a lay pastor at the Parkway Church down in Canberra, and I thought he sounded pretty interesting, and what he does sounds like very interesting. So John is coming in to join us and to try and find a song that encapsulates both a bushwalker and his interest in the divinity. Well, I've found a song called Walking on a Dream. I hope that does the trick for John. I hope it certainly does the trick for me. I hope it does the trick for you. It's 23 minutes to 7. We'll be back with John Evans after Walking on a Dream. With Empire of the Sun, who were ridiculously successful at last year's ARIA Awards, and I think ARIA time is coming around fairly shortly again. Look, it's 20 minutes to 7. Enough of me banging on about that. I've got a lovely fellow that I would like you to meet, and he has come in this morning. Looked at one point as though he was jeopardising a bushwalk to come in and have a chat to us. His name is Pastor John Evans, and he is a part of the Canberra Bushwalking Club, also a part of the community down at the Parkway Church there at Canberra. John, lovely to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
That's really my pleasure. Yeah, good morning, Greg.
Two ruling interests in your life, I guess, are your involvement with the church and your involvement in the Canberra Bushwalking Club.
Yep, I think if you included my wife and family, you'd have the three major priorities in my life. Yep.
Have they always been priorities? I know the Lord was something you came back to later in your life. Walking had always been there or no?
Well, both of them in the background, but I think you have to make a conscious decision to get involved, and in fact it was both for me, both, yeah.
Let's explore, I guess, firstly, your involvement with the church. Yep. You were born country New South Wales?
Yeah, country New South Wales, nearly 62 years ago. So
I wasn't going to reveal that.
I've let that cat out of the bag.
Well, you look fairly well for it. If that's the either the influence of the Lord or the walking, one of them is keeping you looking.
I'm sure both.
Did you grow up in a conventionally sort of Christian religious family situation?
Don't necessarily like that word religious now, but yeah, look, brought up in a traditional Protestant family, going to church, yes. But as I said, I think you have to, at one stage or another in life, make a personal decision to take that on. It's like, I suppose, knowing someone. We could say we know our new Prime Minister, we know Julia Gillard, we know of her, we know her in our head, we know about her. But you just couldn't compare that with my knowledge, my relationship with my wife. And so I suppose we can have a head knowledge of the Lord, or we can have a heart knowledge of the Lord. And it's decision to make, start that personal relationship, that's really important.
Your childhood and your younger days with your family was a fair bit of moving around and whatever.
Yes, yeah, Dad was in the bank, so I was born out in central western New South Wales, lived out there for a while. Went to Sydney, where I finished off primary school and started high school. And then the last 4 years of school in Tasmania. And then up to Canberra to ANU.
What did you come to ANU to study, ostensibly?
I could tell you a little bit about that. Yeah, I came up to do chemistry and pure mathematics, but it actually took me 5 years to get a four-year degree, because in my first second year, which implied I had to do a second year, I bought a motorbike and I met the girl who was to be my wife.
Well, that's both of those are worthy distractions in any man's life. You didn't lose your way, you just parked it for a while.
That's right, you're right. No, wonderful life experiences, and I did come out the other end, of course, suitably qualified.
You had seen a bit of the world on the way to Canberra. When you finished study, leaving Canberra was not a consideration?
No, I mean, when you were going to get married, it was a wonderful place to, we thought, to start a family, bring up children, and that's what we did. We haven't left Canberra. In that sense, we've had holidays, but Canberra's been our home since we came here in 1967.
Do you feel that Canberra today still offers those qualities to young people in particular, I guess, wanting to raise family, have a family? Do you still think it's a nice place?
Very definitely. I mean, if you like the bright lights, if you like that side of town, it's just so that side of life, it's just so easy to duck up to Sydney or down to Melbourne or whatever. But quality of life, you know, to be able to get up, as many listeners would be this morning, get up to take their children to sport, to just look out the kitchen window and see clear air and the sun coming up pretty soon. It's absolutely wonderful, it really is.
Before we get on to the bushwalking part of it, because I have joined a walking group only this week. And let me tell you, I am extolling the virtues to anybody who will listen, even if they don't want to listen. I'm telling them, this walking is good for you. I've only done 3 days of it, but I feel like a new man already. But before we get to that, let's talk about the Parkway Church.
Sure.
Down at Canberra.
Mm-hmm.
Very fast-growing congregation. Tell us a little bit about it.
It is. And interesting you used the word Parkway Church down at Canberra. That's where our buildings are, but you know, the church is the people, and the people come from all over Canberra. I think it's a real point to make that a church is a group of people that know and love God and worship God and want to make a difference, want to have a positive influence in the community.
Do you operate under a denominational brand, John?
Yes. We're part of the Apostolic Church of Australia, and you know, there are some good things and some bad things about the different denominations or movements. And I think one of the good things is there's a style. There are so many different styles that you can choose from to worship God. Our style happens to be the Pentecostal style. But my dear mum, who just passed away last November, she was in a more traditional church, and that was a style for her. So there are some great things. And amongst the churches these days, there's a great lot of networking going on. You know, we can be true to the particular beliefs and styles of our own church and our own denomination, but we can get together with other Christians as the people of God.
I've not been to an apostolic church service. If I went along, what would I find? Would I find those formal rituals that I'm probably familiar with through being raised as a Catholic, or is it a more, if I say relaxed, you know what I mean?
Yep. Look, the first time we visited Parkway Church was back in about the mid-80s, and we were flabbergasted about what was going on. It was so different. But there's life, there's vibrancy, there's vitality. People are there because they choose to be there, worshipping God in that particular style.
Do you find people playing for more than one team? I mean, do some of your congregation or your church or your community, I'll call it community, join you but also follow more traditional rituals of a Christian faith somewhere else?
No. You know, once you choose to be associated with a particular local church, you know, that's your home. Because again, as I said, the church are the people. So you make friends there. You encourage each other there. You learn from each other there. You support each other. Of course, we'll get together with other Christians from across Canberra in Canberra-wide activities. We're very fortunate, very blessed to be living in the national capital where our churches can exercise some influence. And so we'll gather at Parliament House in the Great Hall to pray for our nation. But, you know, we each goes to the local church to worship with the congregation of their choice.
Your congregation, your community, had a bit of a setback a few years ago when the fires came through.
Yes. You know, there's a verse in the Bible that talks about all things working together for good for those that love the Lord and are called according to his purposes. So it was a sad moment. But now look where we are. We have a great building, and particularly one of the restrictions in Canberra is on the size of a church, unless you go to multiple congregations, is car parking. And so we have a wonderful site down there on the Tuggeranong Parkway at Canberra, and it's been a painful, hard journey, but a wonderful result.
One of the things that I became aware of in sort of chatting to you through the week is that one of the things that you and you particularly, but I get the impression your church in general, is really involved in is the preparation of people for marriage and the continuation of marriage through providing counselling and support and other services.
Look, we believe that the basis of our society is still primarily a husband and wife and family and extended family. My wife and I believe that that's our particular calling and job, I suppose, from God to focus on preparing young couples for marriage, to enrich, run programs to enrich marriages in the church, and where it's necessary, we're able to provide some counselling with for folk who are going through difficult times.
Certainly, and that is a marvellous thing. If I, without wanting to be too conventional, if the family unit is there and you can provide a little bit of massaging or assistance to keep it together, it's a nice way for people to spend their life, a nice way for kids to be raised also, I guess.
Yeah, that's for sure.
9 minutes to seven. Our guest this morning is Pastor John Evans. As I said earlier on, the two lives of Pastor John Evans, one is his involvement in the Parkway Church, and his other, when he's not doing the work of the Lord, he puts his hiking boots on and you'll find him belting somewhere around Canberra or beyond, either on his own or as a part of the Canberra Bushwalking Club. How did you get into the walking?
I started flirting with it, I suppose, in 2004, Greg. When I was young, I had a bit of an interest in the outdoors, and then you bring up children and so on, and then they eventually fly the nest. And so I suppose in about 2004, yeah, I did a navigation course run by the Canberra Bushwalking Club by a wonderful couple who are great walkers, and that just got me back into becoming familiar with maps again and getting out in the bush. And I also at the time was working at Woden and living in Western Creek, and I'd walk to work and home, and you'd come over Oakey Hill there and you'd look across onto the Tidbinbilla Range, and you'd see the features there, and you'd wonder what they were called and what was over there. And so over the years, you know, I walked along that region, walked those places, and they're familiar friends now, and you know exactly what's there. Some horrible regrowth since the 2003 fires.
The thing that brought you onto my radar, I guess, was a few weeks ago where a Sunday afternoon, you were doing a walk that was retracing a part of the route of Percy, and I've called him Sheaf, it should be Sheaf, I think, is that right?
No, I don't actually know how.
Well, Percy, who 100 years ago set off to do some of the surveying of the borders for the Australian Capital Territory.
That's right. Going on at the moment is the centenary of Canberra celebrations, leading up, of course, to 2013. But the focus this year in 2010 is in fact the border, because the border survey began in 1910. As part of that, there's a Show Us Your Limits competition, and that's being driven by a really great guy, the community liaison officer in the Chief Minister's Department. His name's Dan Waters, and my wife says to be very careful with him because Dan's a hang glider. So Gay says, yeah, keep right away from him. Anyway, Dan heard that I'm interested at the moment in finding the border markers. I suppose I'm repeating, following in the footsteps of another great walker, Matthew Higgins, an historian. Anyway, Dan heard that I was interested in the border markers, and said, well, let's run some walks for members of the public that go up onto the border and provide an opportunity for them to bring their cameras along and enjoy the border and capture it and get into this photographic competition.
So you are finding, or things have been found before, and you're continuing the work of when Percy went strolling to set up the territory boundaries, he had put a nick in a tree or build a little cairn of stones or something or other?
A number of different things. You know, the first talk and walk program we did was up on Mount Franklin. And up there's stone cairns mainly. The second one we did was just up on the urban fridge up in the Yuru Nature Reserve, just up from Ford and so on. And up there are some of the original 18 square pegs that have been driven into the ground. And it's just incredible to walk along and realise that these guys measured and then marked this spot nearly 100 years ago, and here's the peg. We have a third one coming up. And look, Greg, at each one we have a guest presenter.
Okay.
And so the guest presenter coming up on this third one is Dr. Peter Dowling from the National Trust. And he's going to talk about both the borders and some other interesting features up in Mulligan's Flat.
Now, can anybody try to join that walk, or do you need to be a member of the Canberra Bushwalking Club? Or
the walks are certainly facilitated, the walk itself by myself and other members of the Canberra Bushwalking Club, but they are certainly and definitely open to the public. We are having to limit numbers, and so folk need to book by sending me an email.
Okay. Is that at the Bushwalking Club? Or?
Well, no, to me personally, that can go to jevans@pcug.org.au.
We will get that up on our website somehow or other. So if people have only half heard or whatever else, and when is that next walk scheduled?
That's going to be Saturday afternoon, the 21st of August. Now, I think something else going on that day, but, you know, as long as you get that out of the way early in the morning.
It won't affect me doing Saturday breakfast, won't affect you doing your walk in the afternoon.
Right on.
I'm sure we'll be able to get by with it. John, your ongoing involvement with walking, has it become to the point that holidays are selected around it, or that you head out of Canberra and take on some of the great walks that Australia and the world has to offer?
Look, Greg, I have a wonderful wife, but if I was to spend my holidays walking, I'm not sure how things would be. I might need some marriage counselling. I normally day walk. I have some caring responsibilities at home, but equally I can get out for 2 and 3 day walks. Generally in the Madgee National Park and nearby Canberra, but there are folk in the Canberra Bushwalking Club and other bushwalking clubs around town that do the great interstate walks. I have a friend, Karen, who's earlier this year just done the Australian Alps walking track for the second time. That's about 650 kilometres from Walhalla in Victoria up to the Namadgee Visitors.
Well, I've got bigger things planned for you and I. So I achieve my required level of fitness, and if I can arrange for both you and I to get a bit of a leave from home, well, let's get really ambitious and perhaps follow the pilgrimage across the top of Spain to Santiago. Okay, we'll do the Pyrenees, we'll do the whole works.
You can lead that one, Greg, but I'll be right behind you.
No, look, it would combine both your interests in one way or another.
Very true, very true indeed.
And I guess as the invitation is out for people to come join you for a walk, the invitation is always out for people to come and join you at the Parkway Church also.
I love to evangelise for both causes.
All right. And every church, I guess, welcomes new people to the congregation or to the community. It's just a matter of rolling down and trying and see if you like it.
Of course they do. It's more than the church, though. It's about getting to know Jesus Christ.
All right. It's been really nice catching up with you, John, and I hope you get an amble in this weekend. Any possibility?
Yes, tomorrow afternoon, the last Sunday of the month, I run a combined Canberra Bushwalking Club and Parkway Church. Just a little urban ramble, very different. We don't walk flat out. We just go to a nature park around town. I usually get about 20 people. Members of the public can join too, and we have a great time. You know, you can sense it by whether people are wandering along chatting and meeting new people and so on, and so they're great afternoons. We're going up to the Umbergong District Park tomorrow afternoon.
All right. I hope that is a fabulous afternoon, John. It's been a real pleasure catching up with you. You're a genuinely nice man. And if people are interested in either of your interests, Parkway Church or Canberra Bushwalking Club, I'm sure the Bushwalking Club has a website.
It certainly does.
Canberra just quickly, because news is upon us.
www.canberrabushwalkingclub.org.
Thank you, John. Lovely to meet you. Pastor John Evans, but it is news time at 7 o'clock. Bulletin board, the other side of it. Please give us a call, 1300 681 666. Call now and we'll get you into the bulletin board after the news. But minus one, the temperature as expected.